Beloved ones of the land of freedom, I come with great joy in my heart and with the power of love that I am quite sure you will find very useful, very practical, and very comfortable, since that's part of my service to life, in the healing of conditions that require it. I want to bring to you the love that sets you free. And I want to show you what the mighty Saint Germain has meant when he offered you the use of his ascended master consciousness. When the blessed Jesus has tried throughout the centuries to give mankind the understanding which he used to gain his freedom and leave the example of the supreme victory, I too am determined to leave with you that which, as time goes on, will convince you it will set you free. Now, when the blessed Saint Germain told you that we offer you the use of our ascended master consciousness, try to realize that that is the offer for your use of our ascended master powers. And while you want these manifestations in the outer to give you joy and to assist you, yet, my loved ones, you do not call for our powers. And today, you'll excuse me if I say I'm going to prod you with a reminder of what powers you can have that we are ready to give. What is the use, my dear ones, when you live in an universe that has these greater powers in it? Why not compel the outer world to stand aside long enough till you wait in love and adoration, till your presence gives you that which enables you to master the world? All of this must be used, my dear ones. We have given you unlimited knowledge in these mighty dictations that have come forth. We have given you the intellectual explanation of the law. And we have given you the radiation of our love and our life, which contains the feeling and use of that law. And now, in that great eternal divine memory which is ours, may I say, I'm going to give you our memory to use it. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated? Now, I want you to know and to feel that our memory is a very convenient thing, because our memory is already trained to remember only the pictures of that which is constructive and will set you free, and to block out the pictures that should not be anywhere in existence. You see, we have a trained memory. We have a trained power of concentration. We have a trained, obedient power of vision. And may I say, we have a trained, obedient feeling world. And all of this is our consciousness, which we offer you. So we're not talking in riddles. We are offering you the most practical thing in the world, in the universe, to help you overcome the conditions in your feeling world. because it is in your feeling world that your work lies in self-correction. So long as you do not compel the feeling in you, the energy of your feeling, to feel the mastery of your presence, well, it remains an intellectual concept. So, from today, will you try to realize that it is what you give out, my dear ones, to life around you that determines what comes back to you? Because when you have decreed for that which is constructive and which you want, and you have sent your love to it, so long as the energy is harmonious and keeps surging forth with that great loving blessing to the great presence and to the picture you are holding for what you want, so long as the feelings are undisturbed, all is drawing that by the great central sun magnet's power into the physical condition that you want. But the moment discord flashes into the stomach, into the feeling world, whether resentment or rebellion or criticism or irritation or condemnation, you have immediately disconnected the magnetic pull of your consciousness upon the thing that you wanted. And then it swings out and awaits again the connection with your feeling world when you're harmonious, in order to let that magnetic power again draw it into your outer use. We have pled so long with mankind to settle and purify their feeling world, and they'll remain harmonious for a while, and the minute they can't have their own way, again the anger flares. And I'm telling you, dear hearts, it's just like the waves on the ocean. So long as they swing one way, they'll swing the other. You have to be the master authority of your own heart's flame and the control of that energy in your stomach. There is where the sinister force strikes you. There is where you feel irritation, anger, resistance, resentment, depression, discouragement, and weakness. This is where you feel fear and doubt and that let go condition. Now then, when we offer you our feeling world, my dear ones, you don't know yet but a fragment of what that means. When we offer you the use of our feeling world, its powerhouse, we are giving you the complete mastery over the energy of this planet. So it is not a gift that is given lightly, but it is a gift that needs to be understood and conscious effort made to use it to your freedom. Remember my words today. Whatever you send out determines what will come into you and your world. There is no such thing as an innocent sending out of something that is discordant and expecting that it won't come back, because it will. Why? Because it's you. And you certainly know yourself, and you certainly know where you are, don't you? Well, that energy that is you
Now, mark you, when the energy goes forth from the body, it does not just go forth and then disconnect from you. It is elastic. It is but an extension of yourself. And it is fastened to you. So if you send it out, it will operate out here, touch the rest of life, and it'll come right back just like a rubber band. That is why if you'll take a steel-like grip and control over the energy of your solar plexus, the energy of your entire feeling world, and say to that, I am the presence that demands you purified. I am the presence that demands your obedience to me, the master authority of the unfed flame of life. You shall remain eternally pure. You shall do my will that produces only perfection. You shall hold the guard around my world by conscious control. Then, my dear ones, when it is necessary to give assistance to others, you can hold yourselves completely insulated within this violet steel-like armor of which you were told the other day, and within your tube of light, your power ever increases and grows greater to assist others without the discordant conditions which you are trying to consume ever touching you or your world or your loved ones. Then you can render assistance to mankind intelligently, as we do. We bring the fire from our octave into yours. We render the service and return. But we do not take on the conditions of your world, because the discordant conditions of this energy won't come into our octave. And you can do the same thing. You can so demand of yourself, your higher metal body, and your I Am presence, that the ascended masters, feeling an absolute masterful control of the energy in your feeling world, you can so demand that into the outer self that our feeling, which is a flame flowing in and around you, becomes an insulation around your own life's energy, and you do not connect with that which would otherwise seek to destroy you. Now, one day you have got to get rid of every discordant feeling in the energy of your life. And I say to you, the place to work is right on your solar plexus, your stomach. Because here is where the peace and purity must be held as the guard over the lower activities of mankind, while the unfed flame in the heart, in its expanding power, to become like a sun enfolding the upper part of the body, draws the greater energy of the sacred fire from your I Am presence and continues to pour it out upon mankind, and you stand above the discord of the outer world while the expanding power of the cosmic fire does its perfect work to control conditions around you and make them harmonious to you. Remember my words today, what you send out determines what comes back to you. Therefore, if you consider it your daily duty to call forth the master powers of our feeling, and you demand them to come into your own life's energy, they will help you to master the control of that energy, and then you can use the greater powers of your own life flame successfully and perfectly to give you freedom. Oh, my dear ones, when you realize that we have but to raise our hands, and when we think a picture into the universal light substance and we send it the flame of love, it becomes instantly manifest. Why shouldn't you? We are offering you this power of our feeling of mastery over all energy. We want you to have the use of this, not so much for yourselves as to assist your loved ones and others. We offer you our ascended master consciousness, which means the pictures in our minds, which means the love in our hearts, which means the power or all the energy in our feeling world. And that is the flame of love. We want you, before certain powers are released into your outer use, to gain a momentum of demanding that the feeling of your outer self shall be forever forbidden to feel anything but ascended master feeling. Now, supposing you want the powers of your Master Jesus, supposing you want the power of his etheric record of the ascension over the hill of Bethany, when you say, "Beloved mighty I Am Presence, charge me and fill me and blaze through me the ascended Jesus Christ powers that enable me to go forth and do all that he did, and clothe me in his cosmic Christ feeling that is now his victorious protection in the use of his powers," and then you demand that his feeling control your business, his feeling control your own solar plexus, that his feeling control the conditions and radiation of others around you, that his directing intelligence manages your affairs, that his love controls your money and dispenses it to your best advantage, that his powers go forth through you to heal as he healed. My dear ones, these things are almost in your hands today. You, none of you, realize what a group like this could do by concentrated action and call and use of these powers and our feeling, which stands so ready to set you free and clothe you with the armor of power that sets others free. I am one of those whose principal activity is that of healing. And therefore, I am interested to see how many of you will reach up and call forth our ascended master feeling of instantaneous healing our ascended master power to compel the human annihilated, and our ascended master memory of these gifts which we have given and which you can use as surely as you use your hands. You for 1 week keep commanding the feeling of the outer self to feel only the ascended master's great masterful control of conditions in the outer world, and then be still long enough till you feel the pressure of that feeling in your own solar plexus, and then go forth into the outer world's association, sending the violet consuming flame before you, and you walk the pathway of perfection. Then our feeling in you can be the radiation to others that gives them the strength, the courage, the light, and the power to throw off the destructive forces that seek to destroy them. Once we have told you these things, precious ones, they are for your use. For if you do not use them, if you do not remember them, that knowledge passes from the mind. The cosmic law does not permit unlimited reminder of the use of its mighty powers to individuals who feel them 1 minute and forget they're in existence until some crisis strikes. If when you are floating along in comfortable, easy conditions, then is the time to work like dynamite to keep drawing these ascended master powers and our feelings into yourselves to build your momentum. And then, if something destructive is in your life stream or contacts you from without, it passes you by and you scarcely know it's in existence. We gave you our ascended master consciousness. That means our ideas, our pictures, our intelligence, our discrimination, our discretion and diplomacy, our obedience and self-control. You don't yet understand what that means. We give you our consciousness in your feeling world, which is our calm feeling of masterful control of everything to do the will of perfection. We have given you our ascended master consciousness. And if you will demand the outer self be filled with that, and that our consciousness in you forbids the existence of everything else, you will see how quickly that which has been your struggle will just pass away and you just forget it as if it had never been. It passes away without any obstruction, without strenuous effort on your part, or any struggle in getting rid of the things that have tortured you so long. Fill yourselves with our feeling of mastery over your energy, for we are master of it. And then feel our power to expand in and around you the perfection and the blessings that are in our world. Then, my dear ones, if you will give our feeling to the life around you, then only our feeling can come back to you. What you send out determines what comes back to you. Therefore, if you will send out our feeling of these greater powers of life, then from the world without comes back to you the greater powers here to help you maintain the balance and the perfection that fulfills the divine plan and takes you forward in the happiness of ever creating greater perfection. Now then, what else do you suppose is in our consciousness? And this is another very practical thing. Our consciousness contains our feeling of boundless supply. Now, do you want it? Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, I knew I could fire you into action the moment I touched that subject of supply. So I'm going to reach you one way or another. Now then, precious ones, in your supply decrees, will you make the call for your presence and us to charge all the energy in your feeling world with our feeling of limitless, ever-expanding, overwhelming supply of every good thing? If it's in your feeling and you send it forth, it's got to come back to you. So from today, I hope you will use that as one of your supply decrees. You charge your feeling world with our feeling of limitless supply. And if it's in your feeling, it'll have to be in your pocketbooks or wherever you want it. If you charge yourselves with our feeling of limitless strength and energy, our supply of life into you or your affairs, then as sure as you make that call, will you feel strong and free and comfortable. Because we couldn't supply you with anything that is of discord. You see, we are safe to associate with. And now, if you want these healing powers, call forth our feeling of those miracle powers of our love that heal instantly. Because we know not of interference or delay by what you call the element of time. When our love calls to the greater life, that life answers instantly, for there is nothing to delay it and no veils between our love and that love. The only thing that makes delay is the lack of love. And therefore, since you are calling for the victory of mighty Vesta's cosmic Christ, fire and purity and love, be sure you charge the energy of your feeling world with her feeling of that purity, that love, and that victorious cosmic Christ fire. Charge that into your energy. Charge it into the atmosphere about you. Charge it everywhere and give her the opportunity to bring back to you that which you send forth. And I assure you, love will claim its own. And love will give you the freedom of eternity. For you cannot have freedom without this love. You cannot come into our octave without our feeling of love that draws you there. And you cannot come into our octave unless there is the feeling of love from your presence that raises you there. The outer self is rather up against it, isn't it? Your presence, love, pouring forth through you lifts you to us. Our love pouring forth around you purifies and raises you to us. And the feeling from your presence of that magnetic power of cosmic Christ love and our feeling of its victorious mastery over all energy in this world, I will guarantee you, is more magnetic power than all the human creations of all mankind put together. And may I say to you, I've made up my mind that the destructive forces of the world shall not have you. Thank you, precious ones. While you're standing a moment, try to realize this. Call to your beloved I Am presence and demand that it make you feel and know and completely understand all that we know is in the power of the love in our feeling. And then charge that into your outer self till its illumination brings the mastery that is as easy as breathing. Won't you be seated, please? If you only remember one thing I say today, and you do that all the time, it will bring you mastery over this world and carry you into your ascension into ours. And that is to remember to call to your beloved I Am presence, and in its name or the name of the beloved Master Jesus or beloved Saint Germain or any ascended master, demand our feeling and our illumination of all that cosmic Christ love means to the earth and all that the cosmic Christ fire can do in the universe to charge in to the energy of your feeling world. I'm there, possess you forever. You would go forward as if you were on wings, and power that you dream not of could act through you as natural as breathing. So I do give you a very practical assistance and a very joyous outlook for the future if you remember that your feeling world must one day become like ours. And if you are strong enough to be its master by remembering to call to your I Am presence and to us, for the feeling of our love that sets you free, then your freedom is here tonight. So if my love can but make that one thing clear to you, you have come a long way, and the rest of the pathway will be clear and luminous and joyous and free. And the sailing ahead will be the mastery of freedom. Please remember, what you pour out determines what comes back to you. Therefore, if you demand your blessed I Am presence, pour the fire of its eternal purity and love out through you in eternal conscious command, and you demand our feeling of love eternal come into you and pour forth through you, then there will be naught to come back but that which is our mastery, that love which sets all free as well as yourselves, and that harmony which never allows anything to interfere with the fulfillment of your calls, because there is no discord to interrupt their quick manifestation, that you may serve more wonderfully the nation we have all loved so well, and which now we must guard with every possible channel that we can reach through this understanding of the I Am, and through our radiation that wants to purify and protect and strengthen the people until God's freedom is the government of every nation in the world. America's destiny is mine to guard as well as the beloved Saint Germain. I have much to do here. I have many interests that will assist the blessed Saint Germain, and I have only joy to give. If you ask for my feeling into your feeling world, you will never know distress again, for I will not have it in my feeling, and you can't impose it upon my feeling. So you're free. Thank you, precious ones. May we enfold you in a mantle of our heart's love, its substance, its flame, its invincible armor. And may every fiber of your beings understand what the cosmic Christ fire means to you and to the whole world in the power it has to purify the feelings of mankind and draw them Godward till they can never see a shadow again. To that end have I devoted my time and attention until, in the assistance to the mighty Saint Germain, I may render a service to the family he loves so well and has served so long. Now, may the feeling of his love that he has given control you all in his service for the freedom and protection of the nation, whose crystal cup must pour forth its cosmic Christ blessing and power of the ascension to all. So, as you call for my ascended master feeling to come into your energy of the feeling world, will you, I assure you, be happy and go forward victorious always without fail. To the glory of that experience do I call you, and I shall remind you I am there, even if you do feel peculiar sometimes, if I come very close. Mankind are so funny. They want a thing so much, and when it begins to come, they are so afraid that it's something. And it is. So let us give you our feeling, and you go forth to give it to others, and know that cosmic Christ fire brings cosmic Christ victory, and that victory is our feeling of love, which masters all the energy in this world. I commend you to its all-powerful victory tonight, and I thank you without limit for your presence here, and I shall thank you for every call that comes to me, for my feeling to come into you and help you serve the beloved Saint Germain for the purification of the world. Thank you and good night. Won't you be seated, please? Beloved Sha'ara, thank you for your love and your illumination and your protection of us all. Ever let us feel your presence and your feeling blaze through us whatever will serve our beloved Saint Germain the most and carry us forward to the victory that frees America. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such ascended master feeling, of their love, their fire, their victory over everything in this world. That's the only thing can go forth from us, and that's all that comes back to us. Until wherever we abide, their perfection of their octave is our world of existence, till all stand ascended and free. And blessed Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with your feeling of all you know we need, and make us feel it and blaze it forth for victory everywhere. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, beloved Sha'ara. And with all the love the great ones have poured to us, we demand our blessed I Am presence. Charge the ascended master's feeling into all the energy of our feeling world, and forbid anything else to ever exist within us or around us, so long as eternity lasts. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call for your visible, tangible presence around us at all times. Clothe us in your sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, whose fiery, victorious love charges into our feeling world, into all the energy of our beings and world, your feeling of eternal mastery over everything in this world. Blessed Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the ascended master's feeling of complete annihilation of the human, make us the victory of all that's divine, and manifest thy mastery through us until we all stand ascended and free. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty omnipresence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, and especially blessed Sha'ara, amplify it without limit, and charge into it that terrific cosmic Christ fire of such a scent of master love, purity, and peace, such a scent of master command of everything in this world, that it wraps this earth in its blazing flame, and the human is compelled to be annihilated. Send that forth to unfold all in our national defense, and bring them back here at once to fulfill the divine plan in the service of beloved Saint Germain, till all that is of distress is gone forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not the ascent of Master's feeling of that divine love that compels perfection for eternity. I make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to wisdom, the great divine plan. To this end, we continue in action till it is manifested everywhere, and the human can never be remembered again. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for such a scent of master feeling of the victory of cosmic Christ love in us, that all the energy of our beings and worlds is its eternal mastery and victorious presence, compelling perfection to forever expand in the service of beloved Saint Germain.